Dave Masiutama was suspended from his high school about 2 years ago. He was allowed to return, provided that he repeated the school year. He chose not to, as he says, his pride got in the way. After a year of not doing much, Dave then started searching military schools and came across the ATC Military Prep School close to where he lived in West Auckland. Dave enrolled and began his studies in May last year, graduating from his first course in November. He has since enrolled in the next levels and is loving the course, both the physical tutors as well as study. Dave is studying uniform services, which will set him up for a career in police, customs, defence, search and research, fire and emergency, etc. And he intends to enrol in the army next year and is very, very excited about his future. He says he is a changed young man. Dave Masiutama joins us now on Pacific Days for more on his incredible journey. Whakalofa lahi atu, Dave, and thank you so much for joining us today. Really appreciate it.
Hello.
Dave, firstly, of course, for every Niuean tuning in this afternoon, whereabouts in Niue or which village or villages you're representing?
I'm from Hakupu.
There you go, then, and that's all they needed to know to claim you as one of their own, so that's good. Well, Dave, firstly, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I've always had a thing to go into the military, but I kind of forgot about it as I was growing up. But as I was doing nothing, I kind of realised that that's what I really needed to get into.
Now, before you know, embarked on this journey of military study and that, and, you know, with school, tell us a little bit about that journey for you. Wasn't right for you?
I did like the academic side and stuff. It's just in high school, I kind of got influenced in the wrong side of things and I got onto the wrong path. But once I realized at ATC, I could have been doing so much more.
And of course, just from the introduction, and you know, you're doing that much more already, which is great. Now, ATC Military Prep School, can you tell us a little bit about you know, your studies and some of the skills that you're learning?
So we normally just study at our NCA levels to get our qualifications for the Defence Force, but what was the second thing you asked me, sorry?
What are some of the, you know, the subjects or what some of the skills that you're learning as well?
So the one main thing I learned from ATC was I managed to unlock leadership skills, and it was quite different because I was normally the person in the back and I getting used to doing roles where to show leadership. It's quite all good, I reckon.
How did you get to that part, you know, that path or that realisation or coming to that, you know, uncovering of your leadership skills, you know, from your time at ATC Military Prep? You know, what are some of maybe the exercises or some of the talks, you know, through tutors or even with some of the, you know, the study or work that you've been doing at ATC?
So the staff always encourage all the students to show leadership to one another. But so when it comes to assessments, they like to make everyone an individual where they can do their work by themselves and stay independent.
So when we're talking about, you know, leadership for you, is that putting you in positions or, you know, where you have to like maybe lead a class or lead a particular exercise or something like that, Dave?
Yeah, when they say leadership skills, they do involve you in situations like teaching the class a few things like drill and stuff.
For you, when you started at ATC to where you are now, what has been, you know, the biggest challenge or some of the big challenges that you've had to overcome during your study there?
Besides the the physical training, I had to get used to the fact that I kept moving around a lot and I was kind of getting in the way with me learning, and yeah, it just kept getting in the way, and it actually caused me to drop out halfway through my second cohort, because this is technically my third cohort, but this is me doing my second level.
So when you say moving around a bit, what do you mean by that? And what was it?
Oh, yeah. So what I mean by moving around a bit was that me and the family that I'm with, we're with emergency accommodation at the time. And so we had to keep moving from motel to motel. And it was I was just getting further and further away from course. And yeah, so it got difficult for me. And eventually I had to leave, but then I came back.
What was the decision or that prompted you to, to go back?
I wanted to go back because, I just, it was part of my pride as well, because I wanted to go back to see my friends and stuff, but I really didn't want to finish off like that. I wanted to go through to the end so I could, go to into the Defence Force.
When you look back over the last year or so now for you, Dave, and the path where you're headed now, what's been the biggest takeaway for you? What's been the biggest learning curve for you?
Probably to seek opportunities.
And with those opportunities, what is it now, some of the goals or future dreams that you have?
Like goals in mind, like roles, like what I want to be, or
Yes.
oh, so I have actually have three roles in mind when it comes to me signing up for the army. And two are alternatives, but one is main priority for me.
And can you tell us a little bit more about that? What those particular roles are?
The main role that I'm actually trying to enlist for is infantry, but my two alternatives is armored division and medic.
Any particular reason for those three roles, Dave?
I kind of want to be a crew commander for the armored because my great grandfather served as a tank commander during World War II.
Wow, that's pretty incredible. And of course, who was your grandfather?
My great grandfather was Gilbert Benjamin Houghton. He served in the Royal Scots Greys as a and he led a tank regiment into Italy in 1943.
That's a pretty incredible connection there. How did you come upon this, or is it something that you've known for a while about this piece?
Actually, I stumbled upon it because I had a thing for a certain tank, and my family kind of seen it, and they kind of mentioned how he was a tank commander for that specific tank, and it was kind of coincidental how I was drawn to that
Coincidental or fate, I don't know, but
one.
for you, when you
And
find
it
out.
was funny because my first name was actually meant to be Gilbert.
Come on. But for you, when you find out something like that, and this is an amazing piece of, history from your family, what does that mean for to you, Dave, and how I suppose helps you in what you're doing at the moment and your future pathway?
I use it as a motivation, honestly.
So the if not for ATC military prep school, and if you go back to where you were, that sort of crossroads in your life, where do you think you could have been now, Dave?
No, I would have been in a very worse situation than I'm in now. Yeah,
And so,
I was not heading on the correct path. And I kind of realized that it's too late, but I mean, it's better late than never.
Dave, how old are you at the moment, son?
I'm currently 17.
17. Wow. It's amazing, just talking with you, how you've been able to discover your, future life pathway, at an early age, which is amazing. Dave, for those that will be listening back or watching back this Talanoa with you, especially to our young Pasifika, same age as you, what would be your message to them today?
My message to other teenagers who may be in a similar position as I was in is to seek your opportunities and take your time with progress because results are not always instant, but they'll eventually show if you're devoted.
I couldn't have said it any better myself. What about your family and the support with your family during your studies? How has that been for you?
They've actually been quite supportive. I mean, I've always get a lot of comments saying that sort of different from what I was before.
And can I ask, Dave, just when you talked, when I asked about, you know, physical and that, just how physical, you know, does it get in terms of training? I can only imagine, especially if it's a military prep school. Well, give me sort of like an average day of, you know, some of the exercises you do.
Oh, we do a variety of physical training. It kind of depends, really. We do circuits. We could be doing block runs. There's a lot.
I won't press you any more on that because I'm feeling tired just hearing that. But it's a very big thank you, student at ATC Military Prep School, Dave Masiotama. Thank you so much for your time today, Dave. I'm sure your tutors, your family, and no doubt your great grandfather would be very proud of you. And of course, there's so much
Thank
more
you,
to come.
Brian.
Bless you, and all the very best, Dave. Take care.
Thank you very much, Brian. Have a good day.
You too.